Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Your official station to talk New York Rangers.
I think it all comes down to Chris Kreider. I think I put the bet in. Rangers going to win. Kreider, anytime goal. And, you know, let's go Rangers.
The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Here on the Fantasy Brand, it's here to Sal Licata, 8. Try, whoa, I almost have the old number. Reflexive still a bit. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal. So, now the task, and they're still alive for now. The task here is to win two straight. And, you know, you got to beat a team that, from a style point of view, they are controlling the series. To me, there's no doubt in my mind, as great as Shesterkin's been, it's really the only advantage there. Laviolette's a terrific coach. And I do want to ask you something about Laviolette here. So going back to Gallant, right? Gallant. So he was very hands-off and not a lot of adjustments, and pretty much why he was bounced. Laviolette's brought here, and I'm sitting there saying, okay, where are the adjustments? Because it's kind of the same script every single game for the most part, Rangers and the Panthers. Now, I don't know if Laviolette is trying to make adjustments. I don't think the answer is yes, or not as many as he should. But I also don't think necessarily, Sal, that he has the personnel in this series to maybe make the adjustments necessary to win this series.
Yeah, I don't think it's about the adjustment. Look, I love Laviolette, and I think he's better. And I like Gallant, too. And I was like, oh, man, I don't know if I would let go of him. But it was the right move. It's been proven that it's the right move. Laviolette's the right guy in this spot. I actually trust him even down 3-2. He knows what it takes to win here. He's got the toughness factor. He knows what he has in this team. But the reason why I would say, and again, I'm not breaking down the hockey X's and O's. I'm not going to pretend to know about that. Maybe we get somebody on that could help us out with that and get more into those specifics there. But think about it this way. The Rangers' penalty kill improved significantly last night. They did not spend as much time in their own zone as they have prior to this series. You saw Kreider, Zibanejad, Panarin more impactful last night. Those are things that, to me, is Laviolette making the adjustments the way that he can. There's only so much you could do. I mean, the Panthers are a good team that you can't all of a sudden, you know, remember the old, you ever play Nintendo, the old ice hockey game?
Yeah, of course.
So not Blades of Steel, but the game before that, regular ice hockey, where you could pick the guys, the skinny little fast guy, the medium guy who does a little bit of both, or the big fat guy.
The goon.
Like, you can't have, the Rangers can't all of a sudden plump up all their players like the big fat guy and start beating guys up
That's
around
funny.
The ice.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they are more of either the middle or the skinny guy. That's just how they are. But I do think they've done a good job of being physical. I don't think they've been getting bullied around. They're not going to be as good as the Panthers are at the physical game. That's not their strength. Their strength is more skill. Their strength is more goaltending, obviously.
Yep.
And that's why why I say the power play is important, because that has been a great strength of this team. That has been taken away from the Panthers. That's where I give the Panthers the most credit. So now you want to talk about different pairings maybe on the power play?
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
On the power play? Well, I mean, Laviolette's got to figure that out. They scored a goal the game before with Trocheck. It, obviously, they didn't win that game, but still, Alicia saw that going. You know, the Rangers need to figure out a way. I don't care how they do it. Laviolette needs to figure out a way to get the power play going, because without it, they cannot win this series.
All right, let's get back to your calls here. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, Alvin Flushing. What's happening, bud?
Hey, BT and Sal, how's it going?
Hello.
I saw the 94 series, okay? And I'm not a big hockey fan, but I saw that series. And you know what's the biggest difference between that year and this year? Is that they have a player named Mark Messier.
Yep, you're exactly
guaranteed.
Right, Alvin.
He had a game six guarantee, and he said, we're going to bring it back, and we're going to win it all. I don't see any of the current players having that leadership, bro.
Well, it's not even the leadership. And Alvin, I think you make an excellent point, and it's something I thought about not only driving home last night, but also coming in this morning. If I'm looking at, and we all love to do the parallels with the 30 years ago and all this, and, you know, the Rangers were better than the Devils. Devils were a great team then, up-and-coming team, obviously winning the Stanley Cup after that. But the Rangers were better. And that is a difference where you can't say definitively right now. One thing you've never heard me say is that the Rangers are better than the Panthers.
Not once.
I think it's close, and we're going to see who the better team is. And by the way, the better team doesn't always win. Even if the Rangers won the series, some would say, well, the Panthers are still better. They outplayed them. But I just think it's a lot closer than the way people are making out. Seeing the Rangers are good. However, they're not.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
They don't have that star that not only led them by being a leader, but was that caliber of player in Mark Messier, which turned out to be a big difference. You know, is Fox as good as Leach? No, the answer is no, especially when he's hobbled.
Mm-hmm. Who's the Graves on the team?
Yeah, well, I mean, Kreider maybe.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you could go Kreider being Graves. You know, did they have the level? Did the 94 Rangers have the level of skill that Panarin and Zibanejad possess?
Different game.
Right, it is a different game. But also, the Rangers stars right now, Panarin, Zibanejad, Kreider, right? Let's just take those top. I mean, you could throw Fox in there,
throw Lafreniere in there, too.
Well,
no,
I don't think he's on that level.
He's getting there pretty quick.
Well, he's played a hell of a series. He's been one of their best players here. But right now, they're stars. Like Lafreniere, you can't ask anymore. He's been terrific in this series. And he's coming into his own. He's starting to really develop, which is nice. And maybe the comp would be Kovalev back then. Who knows? But their stars, if you go 94, their star Messier carried them. Their stars now are not. And I, like, if you look to, you know, use the Knicks as an example, you look to Jalen Brunson to have a big game on the road, you trust that he would do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Messier, what he did in 1994, he did it. You trust that he would do it. Where's that guy now?
In the net.
Well, right. But again, now you want to say Shesterkin is a little bit better than Richter was, sure.
He is.
But they need that guy on the, you know.
I know what you're saying. With the puck on a stick, making something happen.
Well, right.
I get it.
So, yes, the goaltender good, everything else good. They have the players. They have some toughness. All that stuff, well-balanced. They're superstars. Like, I don't trust. If you were to ask me, is Panarin going to do what Messier did? My answer is no, not even close. I don't trust Panarin to be what he was in the regular season, which was an MVP, to do that in Game 6 and Game 7. And that's a problem.
That is a problem. Elias is in Stamford, Connecticut with BT and Sal. What's happening, Elias? How you doing?
Hey, happy Friday, guys. Yeah. Thank you for taking my call. First time, long time. Listening to you guys. I respect your opinions and everything. I watched the game yesterday. I've been watching the Rangers since 1980. The reason why we lost yesterday, and I'd agree with BT, with Sal, excuse me, that we did not execute on the power play. We did. We did actually started to get out of the zone and move the puck. The problem
much
is
better
that
this time.
I agree 100%, Sal. The problem is that we had a breakdown two times. We are coming, for example, Florida's coming in. They're thinking, okay, we're going to pass. They did not pass. They shot, and they scored. Not once, but twice. When they made it 2-1, that was the reason why we had a breakdown. And that's the problem with us. We are very deliberate because when we're coming in on a rush, finally we were coming into the rushes, we are passing. And we're not being grit enough to throw it at the, you know, throw the puck at the net. Okay, you're giving the goalie an easy chance, and we're making it very easy for him. The other thing I want to make a point is for Saturday's game, Kreider, yes, might have scored a shorthanded goal, but we need him to be in the boards. Mika needs to go into the boards. I'm not saying it needs to be a fisticuff going into these boards, but you know what? The Panthers have figured it out. Like, listen, if we can just keep the possession of this puck, I'm sorry, the only disagree on this, Sal, is that if we can't get the puck and move it out, and they're going to grind our guys and just keep coming out with one guy after another on updating their line, we're going to lose. But
well,
I did not see that as much because we were able to do that, but we need to execute on the power play. And they took out Panarin and Mika out of this game, out of this series, is because the same thing that they did with Boston is the same way that they're doing it to the Rangers.
Yeah, but the Rangers are better. The Rangers are better than Boston. And good stuff there. Thank you for the call.
That's a good call.
It simply comes down to the power play has not been as good. So obviously you credit Florida and, you know, getting guys in front of the net and blocking the shooting lanes and all those things and making it difficult on the Rangers to get a clear shot. That's where they need to figure it out to break through. They can. They've been close. They just have to get the puck to bounce their way. And again, it's been a one-goal series. It's 3-2. It's not 3-1, 3-0. And it's not going to be easy. They're going to have to win this another game on the road here and then come back home and beat this Panthers team. Not going to be easy, but they could do it. The biggest question mark, not only the power play, because I really do trust that the power play will get going, BT, when you think about it and you think about the Stars, like, I'm almost just, okay, accepting the fact that Panarin is not going to do what he's done all year long. But that's a big problem when you remove him from the equation when he's been their best offensive player all year long. Now, could they overcome that? Yes, because they have Zibanejad, because they have Kreider, because Lafreniere has been playing the way that he's playing, because Trocheck is a beast, because Shesterkin's a beast. So, yes, they could overcome that. But, man, would it be easier if Panarin joined the party here?
It'd be nice. I mean,
but
yeah.
Ultimately, it comes down to your star players, right?
Yes. I mean, always does.
Okay.
Always does.
So if Panarin doesn't do anything in this series, coupled with the fact that Zibanejad and Kreider haven't done much, that's going to be a problem. And even with that, it's still only 3-2.
It's, you know, what they have to stat up there, I don't know how many the Rangers have, but I don't think it's nearly as many. I know it's not, but what do they have, like eight times they've hit the post in the series?
Who, Rangers have?
The Panthers.
Oh, yeah, Panthers hit a lot of posts.
So we keep saying one goal game.
Right, that's what I mean. It's a game of inches. I know.
Yeah.
Well, Rangers hit some posts too, but that is part of it, right? All of a sudden they fall. It's a different game.
Yeah.
If the Rangers cash in one of those three power plays last night, and I know if or whatever, but it just goes to show you how important that is. Just one, the entire game changes, especially that first one where they could have gone up 2-0.